But right now, I guess we better talk about what's going on this week on the PGA Tour, Pat.
Cue the crickets.
At some time, we should get to it. It's the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And I really think, I mean, this is one of the classic venues on the PGA Tour. It's one of the top 15 or top 20 tournaments on the PGA Tour. I think it's really not in the spot it needs to be. The week after the Masters, and we're kind of waxing over it already on the show here 10 minutes in. We'll get to the leaderboard right now, though. It's the Hilton Head Tournament, the Verizon Heritage, on the classic Pete Dye Shotmakers course, 6,973-yard par 71 layout at Harbortown Golf Links. And after three rounds of play, Brian Gay is your leader. Brian Gay, the Florida Gator, is at 13 under par 200. Tim Wilkinson, solo second, three shots back at minus 10. Lee Jansen in third at 9 under par. Todd Hamilton, solo fourth at minus 8. Briony Baird and Davis Love the third, sharing fifth at 7 under par. Then you've got three men at 6 under. Tom Lehman, Tim Petrovic, and Alex Chayka. Luke Donald, one of the players at minus 5. After three rounds of play, Pat, take a look at these names. Lee Jansen, Davis Love the third, Tom Lehman. It's like circa 1988 out there.
I know. It's just bizarre how some of these guys had the fountain of youth. But as your first point, Russ, I completely agree with you. This is a classic PGA Tour venue, Harbortown, you know,
Hilton Head.
Hilton Head with the ad nauseum Calabogie sound. How many times CBS can say that? But it is a classic course, and it does get short shrift every time because it follows the Masters. Even if they just made it a week later,
it should have a better spot on the schedule.
It needs a little bit of a buffer there because it just loses a lot of its oomph. Because, number one, they do some things a little goofy with the cannon shot to start it off. That's okay, I guess. But then they give a jacket. So they should probably get away from that.
The ugly red tartan jacket, the red plaid that Boo Weekly has donned the last 2 years, because Boo, of course, has won it in back-to-back years.
So they need to distinguish themselves somewhat from Augusta instead of trying to almost mimic some of the stuff that they do. But anyway, it is a shame because it does get lost. But with that said, you also lose some of the guys from last week. You're not going to have Angel Cabrera playing this thing. You're not going to have,
Phil.
You're not going to get those guys. You might get them, again, if it's a different slot in the schedule, you might get some of those guys to play, but they're not going to play after a big tournament like the Masters. So you do have guys like, Davis Love III or Tom Lehman, or guys who were really good at one time are now the waning part of their career.
Right.
That'll come in this. But then you get a bunch of new guys like Brian Gay and Tim Wilkinson.
Yeah, Brian Gay, of course, won last year his first ever PGA Tour victory. It was one of those opposite field events during the match play, WGC match play. They play down in Mexico at the Mayacoba, and Brian Gay won there last year. So he has won on the PGA Tour, albeit in a field with much less talent than we're seeing this week at Hilton Head. Boo Weekly, by the way, defending champion, is at 2 under par, so he is 11 shots back of the leader, Brian Gay, going into today's final round. I take a look at Davis Love III, though. I love his spot there. He is 6 shots back, but this is a place he's won here 4 or 5 times in his career at Hilton Head. He loves the track, and I get the feeling that Davis Love III is kind of looking at his 40s. He's now 41, 42 years of age. I think he's kind of looking at it and saying, why can't I be like Kenny Perry? Why can't I be like Vijay Singh? He's kind of had a rough couple of years. He hasn't won a lot. He broke through for a win last year at Disney, and that was his first one on the PGA Tour in, I think, 3 or 4 years, something like that. I have a feeling Davis Love III is looking at the next 3 or 4 years of his career and saying, all right, I'm going to, in 4 years, I'm going to be 46, 47. I think this is my window, these next 3 or 4 years, where I can pick up perhaps another 5 or 6 victories and solidify my Hall of Fame career.
The thing with DL3, Russ, you're exactly right. He's got a good temperament. He doesn't have a huge amount of injury problems. He's in decent shape. Still hits the ball a long way. Kenny Perry's even said he hits it longer now because of technology with the clubs and the ball. Davis Love should be able to take advantage of those same things that Kenny Perry and Vijay Singh. So mentally, I would think Davis Love is good. He doesn't seem like he leads any kind of a nutty lifestyle. So there is no reason why he shouldn't be. You're looking at a guy like Fred Couples almost winning in Houston a couple of weeks ago. Fred has serious issues with his putter. Like, he can't putt anymore, but he still has enough game to get him around the leaderboard.
Right.
Davis Love can still putt. So I don't, in a way, Russ, I agree with you. I don't understand why he's not doing actually better, especially in these types of events where you don't have
where he's got a track. Exactly.
He's got a track.
He's got
record,
track record.
And, you don't have a bunch of heavy competition, per se, you know, against him. He should be able to take on a Brian Gay or Tim Wilkinson and win this thing again.
I kind of like him today, and we'll get to our, of course, our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless predictions later on, final segment of the program in the 9 o'clock hour, but kind of like DL3 today. So your leader, Brian Gay, 13 under par. Tim Wilkinson, three shots back and second at minus 10 at the Verizon Heritage on the iconic Hilton Harbortown Hilton Head Golf Links, Pete Dye design, small greens, tight fairways. It's a shot maker's course. It's probably, I think it's probably the shortest course on the PGA Tour. It's, I believe it's one of only two or three courses under 7,000 yards. I mean, hell, it's 500 yards shorter than Augusta National last week. And we'll get to those yardages in a second, by the way, in the next segment. Actually, Augusta National playing shorter than the card indicates all four rounds of last week's Masters. But there it is, your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, just getting started here on a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful...